everybody. It's your boys, the Off-Field Generals podcast, brought to you by Tuned In Sports. It's your boy Wiss and your boy Hunter, the dynamic duo and, alone.
No Devin.
No Tavo. just the two holding it down, me and Alex.
The huge.
It's, what is it, Friday the 30th, day before Halloween.
Yep.
I did not expect the Patriots to be this bad by Halloween.
I didn't either, honestly. You had me convinced, and I really
I had myself convinced.
I know, and now I'm like, I was like, man, I really just stuck with my guns back in the back when we started this whole thing.
The problem is when we did the NFL preview, I was heavily in, I guess you could say all in, on two teams.
Right.
The Patriots and the Cardinals. One has looked really great. The other has looked quite, in fact, bad. And if I had my choice and I knew that I wasn't going to, that both teams weren't going to be able to be good, like I went all in and I should have known that I couldn't be all in on two teams that ended up being great.
Right.
So I should have really just put all my chips in the Patriots and like, and willed them to be good. But I don't even know if my will could help this team be good.
Yeah.
Because,
yikes.
I mean, it's one thing for Cam Newton to be throwing three picks and less than 100 yards and put up 6 points, it's another thing for the defense to give up three rushing touchdowns to what's essentially the 49ers' like fourth string running back.
Right, which I mean is not, you're not used to that as not, a
to
as
say
a
the
Patriots.
Least.
Yeah, you're just not used to that.
I mean, I'm not used to a quarterback throwing three picks and 98 yards either.
That,
I'm not also
true.
Not used to just balls. Like at this point, Edelman's volleyballing footballs into hands of defenders.
Right.
Like that's what he's done best. Does he have I want to know, does he have more? He's got to have more passes just off the palms of his hands that have gone for interceptions than he has touchdowns at this point, right? I mean, that's,
I wouldn't,
see if I
couldn't,
can pull up
I couldn't,
his touchdowns.
I couldn't argue it. I wouldn't be able to.
I don't think that would be wrong of me to say.
Right.
That Julian Edelman has more passes off the palms of his hands for interceptions than he has for touchdowns. So, yes. Well, yes. He has zero touchdowns. So, and he has like four passes that have just gone off his hands for picks.
Nice.
So, not a great ratio.
Yeah, not solid.
We have N'Keal Harry has a touchdown. Rex Burkhead has a touchdown. And Jacob Johnson has a touchdown.
Sweet.
So, our receiving core has, well, I guess Rex Burkhead is not a wide receiver. And
right.
Jacob Johnson is not a receiver. So our receiving core has had an astonishingly bad one touchdown.
Wow.
Through five games.
That's
and
that's
now
rough.
And now Edelman's out with a knee injury. So
wow.
But I'm doing great.
But maybe that's a good thing. Maybe you need Edelman off the field.
I don't know.
Anyone
that's all bad. It's
right.
All bad at this point. And it's, I don't know. The Bills defense isn't great, but this is not gonna be better this week. Next week, Battle of the Titans.
There you go.
Who's worse, Patriots or Jets? In the AFC East.
Toughy.
Because in recent weeks, in recent
like,
weeks,
yeah, come on.
If you're looking
come
at this last week, you probably say the Patriots. 33-6 at home, Jets were leading the Bills 10-0.
I mean, changed up pretty quick, though.
It's a Cam Newton says it's a must win.
Yeah.
This week against Buffalo.
Yeah, no, it is.
Putting it lightly.
Yeah.
But they're going to lose.
Right.
how are you doing this week? The Seahawks lost the first game of the season.
Yeah, I mean, that was rough. Our defense sucks. Like, just watching these.
I told you, Cardinals.
And it's kind of nice. I mean, not nice, sorry. It's different, interesting to be on the other side of someone that's like Russell Wilson. I now know how it feels.
I thought you were going to say it's nice/different to, instead of having a meh offense and a phenomenal defense, you now have a phenomenal offense and a meh defense.
Right, and that is nice because it's
which
more
you
exciting.
Enjoy more?
It's more.
You like offense more?
Yeah, I enjoy because it's more fun that way because
yeah.
Those are my boys and it's more fun to watch, like, you know, Russ cook, right?
Yeah.
In the defensive days, it was fun for those first couple years because my favorite guy to watch was Cam Chancellor. I just got to watch this dude literally just level people. That was fun.
And you had Richard Sherman.
Right. Richard Sherman, you had Earl Thomas, and Bobby Wagner was in there. And, like, the D-line was good with Michael Bennett.
Yeah, I mean, essentially the question is do you enjoy watching – none of these teams have, like, who do you enjoy watching more, the Chiefs or the Steelers? Essentially is what the question comes
down
to.
Yeah, it's the Chiefs.
I mean, the Steelers have a better than meh offense, but.
Yeah, but their defense is phenomenal. And,
you know. Eagles or Chiefs, essentially.
Yeah, there you go. Because, I mean, yeah, watching the defense back in the days, like, that's where you would get those 13-10 wins over the Niners. Like, that sucked. I hated those games because they're more stressful than anything. Way more stressful because you're like, our offense isn't necessarily going to be that team to drive down.
Yeah, that's true.
And so it's like, I don't know if we can do crunch time, but it's like, if we needed a stop, though, to win the game, then I wasn't as stressed. I was like, no, we can do this. But if we put the ball and we had to go and score to win, I was like, like, Russell Wilson has the most, you know, fourth quarter comeback wins out of anyone since 2012, which, I mean, he's
but
great
he
at it.
But he had to the first few years.
Exactly. And so it was just, you know, stressful.
Like, if you're in that situation now, do you want Russell Wilson or Brady? Like, I don't think the stats says that Russell Wilson's the best.
No, not the best. He just has the most.
Yeah.
Right? He has the most comeback wins.
Because his defense put him in that situation.
Right, yeah. So, because if we were to take a ratio, like, how many situations he was put in and that he'd come back from, it's going to be less than how many Tom Brady was in that he came back.
Percentage-wise.
Exactly.
Yeah. Let's get to our fifth down weekend takeaways. Now that we've gotten Patriots and Seahawks talk out of the way. Your takeaway from this weekend, it could be World Series baseball. I mean, you got your pick right. The Dodgers won the World Series, so of all our baseball picks, you had your Dodgers and the Rays.
Yeah, both
picks.
So it
was a gimme for you in the World Series. But
your
weekend takeaway from NBA, NFL, college football, MLB action.
So my takeaway is Kyler Murray is the real deal.
Yes.
I watched all of it happen in the front of my face.
But also, right in your face.
The second
all over
thing,
your face.
Yeah, the second thing, DK Metcalf is now the most feared wideout in the league, strictly because if you pick the ball, are you gonna go somewhere? Or is he going to come running up behind you and rip you to the ground?
Yeah, I mean, that was... Because Buda Baker, it's not like Buda Baker is a linebacker.
And he's not slow. Yeah, he can run.
What was... I mean, look up Buda Baker's 40 time.
Yeah, it's... Wow. And And it was so dumb because when I saw the pick, I was yelling. But then when I'm watching DK...
I mean, what a boneheaded...
It's so bad. But when I watched DK just start accelerating, then I got hyped again. I was just like, go! Get him! Get him! And then, got him. And we held him to a field goal. So it's like, okay.
4-4-5.
Nice.
What's his 40 yards? So not like stealth. Like, it wasn't like above average.
Right, but typically at 4-4-5, if you get a pick like that one... You're on the sideline, and there's no one. There's usually no one's going to get you.
Let's see what DK Metcalf's 40 time was. What do you say? 4.3.
Okay, so a tenth of a second faster, which clearly he's just gotten.
Which is nothing.
Which he's gotten faster, clearly, for the fact that he just ran him down. Because what they said, you got 22.6 miles an hour?
Well, trust me, I know all about how good DK Metcalf is.
Yeah, listen.
You don't need to tell me.
Yeah,
how
I get
good
it.
DK Metcalf
I get it.
Is.
I get it. Right.
I've been lamenting not having DK Metcalf on my team for 2 years now.
Yeah,
so it's not like I said. It gets worse every week.
Yeah, that's okay.
To be fair, N'Keal Harry has the one touchdown of our entire receiving core this year,
which is saying something.
So shout out him. How many does DK have? Like eight.
I could look it up right now. Yeah, something along those lines. I would assume.
My fifth down takeaway is that there are a lot more teams that are in need of a quarterback than I had initially thought. So after week one, I was like, wow, like we really don't know where Trevor Lawrence may end up in the draft. Like he's the consensus. He came in consensus number one overall. But after week one, I was thinking, well, like who picks him? Because the Jets have Sam Darnold. The Jets weren't the Jets. Sam Darnold is Sam Darnold is still a very good quarterback. He's just played for Adam Gase and the Jets.
Right.
Gardner Minshew had just beaten the Colts with the Jaguars. So I was like, well, there's something there.
Mm-hmm.
And there was, I just didn't know which team would be quarterback needy, right? I feel like the Broncos, and I still feel like the Broncos like Drew Locke. But again, like if you could trade Drew Locke for Trevor Lawrence, would you? Of course you would, right?
Absolutely.
But after this, I thought the Giants like Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones is terrible.
Awful. Can't keep his feet.
And Dwayne Haskins looked great week one, coming back and beating the Eagles. So I essentially, after week one, was like, wow, I don't know which team could get Trevor Lawrence. Like, which teams really need a quarterback? Here we are after week seven. pretty much half the league.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, you look at Atlanta Falcons, Matt Ryan's getting older. You're probably not going to be able to move Matt Ryan this offseason, but he probably has one more year in Atlanta after this.
Yeah.
So you're in a situation where you probably need a quarterback. The Giants definitely need a quarterback because Daniel Jones stinks.
Awful.
The Minnesota Vikings definitely need a quarterback because Kirk Cousins stinks.
Yep.
The Dallas Cowboys are sitting at 13th in the NFC, but they're going to probably re-sign Dak Prescott. But they could use a quarterback right now.
Immediately.
Because Andy Dalton stinks, and he's dead.
Who's going to be the next guy?
What's his name? He has, like, some, like, oh.
What was his name?
It's like a Jersey Shore-sounded name.
Really?
Yeah. You have to look it up.
Okay.
Well, let's see if I can find it right here. Yeah, it's, like, some Jersey Shore-looking or sounding guy. If I can find his name without going on for too long. No. I
can't. It's DiNucci.
Ah, see?
Last name, DiNucci. Yeah,
DiNucci.
Wow. Okay.
Could not tell you where he played college.
Nope.
In the slightest. Washington football team definitely needs a quarterback. Carolina Panthers probably don't need a quarterback. Teddy Bridgewater's good. Lions, you could make the argument. Stafford is playing great, and he has the Lions in playoff position, but he's getting older. You don't know if you want to turn the page into the next story of this franchise. 49ers probably need a quarterback. Because it does not look like
Garoppolo's not the future, bro. He's not it.
49ers trade Garoppolo back to New England.
Would you take him over
and draft
Cam? Right now?
Yes.
Okay.
Look.
Yes.
Look. Yes.
Okay.
Saints, maybe. Depends on how sold Peyton is on Taysom. Right. If the Saints could get Trevor Lawrence, they take him.
Right. I just don't want Taysom to be the quarterback.
But if the Saints are picking at the end of the first.
Right. I just don't want Taysom to be the quarterback, though. He's much better in the situation he's in.
I liked the situation Taysom's in.
Yeah, it's fantastic. He doesn't need to be the quarterback.
Rams don't need a quarterback. Cardinals don't need a quarterback. Bears, you're 5-2, but you need a quarterback.
Yeah, because Foles is just
so
trade
bad.
Yeah, Foles is just trade bait. That's what his career title is, just trade bait.
Eagles have Jalen Hurts.
Yes, they do.
Bucks probably are looking to get a quarterback.
Yeah, why not get a guy that can be behind? Because Tom Brady might be there another year or two.
Yeah, I'd say two more.
Two more years.
He's under contract for one more year after this, I think. But the way he's playing, I mean, he had 5 touchdowns against the Raiders.
He plays still at an elite level in the NFL. Like, if you keep that up, you play until you can't. Like,
just keep going. He has better in stats now at age 43 than he did at 30.
Yeah,
so
there you go.
Just keep going.
Yeah, and so definitely, you could definitely get somebody behind him. That would be smart for the Bucks. Put someone behind him for a couple years. Why not?
I don't think it would make that big of a difference, but the fact that New England let Tom walk away.
Yeah,
Belichick's
starting to look like who won that relationship. Who's winning the split right
Well,
now?
To be fair, in Belichick's defense, the roster is terrible.
Sure.
Like, your only good players opted out.
Right. Tom Brady has his roster.
But, like,
is
Tom
much
Brady
better.
With these receivers wouldn't be doing what he's doing with the Bucs right now.
Correct. Yeah.
That being said, Belichick's all about letting guys go 1 year too early, then 1 year too late. Then explain letting Brady walk 2 years too early and keeping Edelman 2 years too late. Because Edelman these last two seasons have been rough.
Yeah.
Seattle does not need a quarterback. Green Bay does not need a quarterback.
Nope.
The Jets absolutely need a quarterback,
and that's
not a diss on Darnold, because Darnold I still think is very good.
Right, you need a new team.
You need a new front office.
You need it all.
Their general manager's all right.
Sure.
They need a new coach.
Yep.
They need a new staff.
Absolutely.
And Darnold, unfortunately, though, like I said, I think he's a good quarterback, is just going to be a casualty of that whole Jets regime.
Yeah.
Jaguars, you need a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Texans do not. Bengals do not. Patriots need a quarterback.
Maybe the Texans do need one, because I think Deshaun Watson's going to be requesting a trade here soon.
Trade Watson?
Yeah.
Patriots, you definitely need a quarterback.
Right.
I like Cam.
Sure.
But Cam's the kind of guy, he needs someone.
Yeah.
Like, I don't blame Cam at all for
what's dealing
going
with.
Cause
we knew he's not the type of a quarterback that can just take some, you know, chummy wideouts and make them.
He can't take Gunnar Olszewski.
Things happen. Yeah, he can't do that. He's not that kind of talent. But if you gave him, if you put him in Tampa Bay right now, he would be doing well.
They're balling.
They're balling, and that sucks for him.
Broncos, I don't know. Probably,
it
depends on. It depends on who you can get. If the Broncos aren't going to get Lawrence, Fields, Lance, or Wilson, Probably stick with Drew Lock.
Right. And I think Drew Lock has it. I mean, like, he was hurt those, like, first few weeks, right? So it's like that doesn't help their, like, record as it looks, but
He looked decent against the Patriots. He looked bad against the Chiefs.
Right.
But that was a snow game, too.
Right. And it wasn't his first game back, or was it second game back?
First game back was against the Patriots.
Right. I think I like Drew Lock. I like him. I think he'd be good. I think he's good.
Like I said, I think it depends on who you can get. Right. Obviously, if the Broncos come away with, and like if they're sitting there drafting and Justin Fields falls into their lap.
Right. They're taking Justin
probably
Fields.
Probably take Justin Fields.
Yeah.
Chargers definitely don't need a quarterback.
No. Are you kidding me? Herbert's the future.
Herbert is so
the
good.
Future. Yes.
Raiders, maybe. I think similarly.
I've never been a believer of Derek Carr. I think he's always been some sort of just crappy and can never do what he needs to do.
I think they're in the same boat as like Broncos, Saints, Niners, Lions. Right? Like you got a guy there. We'll see. Because it's not like Carr's too old.
How old is Derek Carr?
Like, I don't know.
36?
I was going to say like 29, 30.
Is he really?
He's definitely not 36. Matt Ryan is 36.
Is he younger than Russell Wilson?
I don't know. Look it up.
Really?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure Derek Carr is not that old, but he's not that good either. Dolphins don't need a quarterback unless Tua just looks horrendous in the rest of the season. Colts, you need a quarterback because Philip Rivers was definitely not the answer that we thought he was.
He's 29, man. You're right.
Ooh,
okay, wow.
Let's go. Browns, probably not. Again, I think it's one of those situations where it's like depends on who you can get, but unless you're getting one of the top three guys, probably not. Ravens, no. Bills, no. Titans, no. Chiefs, no. Steelers, no. So how many teams is that need quarterback? I mean, that's half the league.
That's, yeah, legit. If we're
mostly,
naming it, most like, it's
a
like,
lot of
yeah.
them are in the NFC. Falcons, Giants, Vikings, Washington, Lions, Niners, Saints, I think we went with.
Well, it's because if you look at the divisions, you got three out of the four of NFC East need it. Right? You need, two, because Dallas has technically Dak coming back. So you need
Washington
two.
And Giants, yes.
Washington, Giants, right? Then, Bears, Lions, Vikings. So you got three there that could use it. Bucks, I mean, yes. But I mean, if we're talking like Panthers, is Bridgewater that guy for a while? It's probably another situational thing. It depends on if someone were land in their lap.
But then it's an issue of, is a proven thing better than taking a risk, right?
Right.
Like, I think if the Panthers could get Trevor Lawrence, they take Trevor Lawrence.
Right.
But I think if it's Justin Fields, it's like, well, do we keep the for sure thing with Teddy and, you know.
Yeah. And then, just Falcons, Saints pretty much out of there. And then if we're talking, the NFC West, Seattle and Arizona don't need it. Rams are fine. So just the Niners.
And again, they're a maybe.
Yeah. The Niners are still like a maybe because Garoppolo is good enough to get you, like, you can build around that. Like, you can get better talent around him to, like, make the team better. But what we saw in the Super Bowl, right, is that's where you fell short, was quarterback, and you needed plays, and you couldn't get it done.
So I think I count 14 teams that are in probably need of quarterback or an improved quarterback. So I don't know. That's my takeaway. I went from thinking, like, I don't know if anyone really needs a quarterback, to now I'm thinking, half of the league needs a quarterback. But as we know, quarterbacks can only really, for the most part, be as good as their head coach. Let's do some hot seat, warm seat, cool seat.
Okay.
I feel like I just made a Dr. Seuss
poem. That's what I thought when I read it the first time. I was like, okay, brother. Okay, I hear you.
What's the... It's definitely very familiar sounding. Hot seat, warm seat, cool seat.
Yeah.
I'll give you a head coach. Cool. This is NFL and college.
All right.
You tell me if they're on the hot seat, warm seat, or cool seat.
Right.
Matt Patricia.
Hot. Dude. Dude.
They just beat...
I don't care if you just beat...
They're 3-3.
I don't want to hear 3-3, dude.
They are in third place. It's in their division.
That division, you can't be 3-3. You can't be 3-3 in that division.
You have wins. I don't know. You have losses against the Bears, Packers, and Saints. Those aren't bad losses.
Okay.
You have wins against the Cardinals, Jaguars, Falcons. Cardinals is a good win.
Two really,
Jaguars
really
and
crappy teams at that point.
I would say warm. It was hot. It was hot 2 weeks ago. I think it's cooled down
a little
bit.
Been hot. It's hot until he ends this season with a winning record.
Adam Gase.
Oh, dude. Scalding.
that was a gimme.
That's a scalding.
Doug Marrone.
I put warm. I put warm for Doug Marrone.
He's a guy who,
this is
despite
a guy.
Being terrible
in
Jacksonville, has somehow just like escaped our thought process of when we're thinking of what coaches should be.
Right. It's just because like the Jaguars just are sneaking by. They're just
like the Jaguars are always bad. And so we see the Jaguars being bad. And we're like,
Right.
1-6.
So whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Doug Marrone, the thing is, like, they're not like the Lions where it's like they should be better, but they're not the Jets where it's just like a complete dumpster fire. So it's like he's kind of right in the middle ground, but hot seat. I mean, he should be.
Yeah, no,
I don't know how he still has a job. Gus Malzahn at Auburn.
I put warm.
I think it's warm only because of the buyout money it would take.
Right.
And Auburn in a pandemic is probably not going to shell out, what, like $20 million?
Not even close.
But it should be hot.
Right.
Because Auburn, oof. Yeah. Will Muschamp's champ, South Carolina.
So this one I put he's on the hotter side.
Hotter than warm, but cooler than hot.
Correct. So he's like one of the mediocre temperatures that we talk about. Not a season that you see at South Carolina. It's just rough.
I mean, it's just so up and down. Like you beat Auburn for the first time in, what
How
was
long?
It, like 80,
yeah.
90 years?
Something like that.
And then you just get wrecked by LSU next week.
Come on. So come on.
Jeremy Pruitt, Tennessee.
Yeah, he's hot. He's hot. Like, he's pretty hot. You got to get
him. It's getting hotter, by the week.
Yeah, and so it's already hot. Like, he's...
He saved himself last year by, like, winning, what, like, 7 of their last 8?
Right.
But...
Something like that.
Suddenly that recruiting class that Tennessee fans were obsessed with is not looking too great. Matt Nagy, Bears.
Matt Nagy, the dude that should be scalding but is cool
but
at the moment.
But it's just like it's lucked his way into a 5-2 record.
Exactly. So he is cool at the moment for this time being.
His decision-making is so dumb.
It's so bad.
I watched Bears games. Oh, just like the end of the first half. They stopped the Rams to a 4th down with like 40 seconds left in the half. With a timeout left, just sat on it.
Like,
just nothing.
No, we don't want to try to get any more points just in case.
Against the Bucks, throwing it.
Yep.
Sub 1 minute left.
Yep.
To stop the clock.
Yep.
When Tampa Bay didn't have any timeouts. Or they might have had one timeout, but yeah, just incredible.
And
like,
stupidity. Yeah, and they just got lucky winning that Bucks game. Incredibly lucky.
Yeah, I mean, they beat the Lions by 4 in that come from behind. And DeAndre Swift...
Dropped
the pass. You beat the Giants by 4. You beat the Falcons by 4. You beat the Bucks by 1. You beat the Panthers by 7. You're a Tom Brady for getting the down and a DeAndre Swift drop away from being 3-5.
Right.
Matt Nagy. I mean, what a lucky son of a gun.
Right.
Let's fill in some blanks.
Love it.
Zach Wilson will be a blank round NFL draft pick.
I'm going to say 2nd round. I think it also depends on how it
shakes
out.
Not undrafted, huh?
No, come on, Tavo. When Tavo said that, I was like, come on.
Tavo's saying Zach Wilson was undrafted and was the... Well, also then his reasoning saying he was the next Baker Mayfield did not compute.
I didn't understand
my mind.
What he was trying to say. Yeah, I just didn't chime in because I was like, I don't need to lower myself to this conversation.
Just didn't make any sense.
I say 2nd round. I mean, granted, we'll see what it shakes up to be come draft day. So depending on like what teams fall in place, he could definitely be a 1st round pick. Definitely. For how many teams need a quarterback?
Yep.
There's a high shot. Although there's plenty of good players, right? So I see plenty of teams being like, you know what? Let's put if you got an earlier 2nd round pick, go with a higher caliber guy that's in some other position. Take Zach Wilson early 2nd round. I could totally see him doing that.
I say 1st.
Yeah, okay.
So Yahoo Sports had him going 6th overall to the Vikings in their mock draft today.
He would look good in the Vikings uniform.
And throwing to Justin Jefferson.
That'd be tick. That'd be sick.
Dalvin Cook. I mean, that's an offense you probably want
Thielen,
to play in.
Give it to him.
Adam Thielen finally with a quarterback that can get the ball downfield.
Yeah.
So Yahoo Sports had him 6th. CBS Sports had him 19th to the Bears. Which, less offensive weapons, but I'd rather see him in Chicago.
Right.
Just because personal preference.
Right.
And then Pro Football Focus today had him as the 18th ranked prospect.
Interesting.
So those three things, and the fact that teams normally reach for quarterbacks, don't wait for quarterbacks.
Right.
Makes me think that he's going to 1st round.
Right. That's fair enough.
Trevor Lawrence is the best NFL quarterback prospect since blank.
This is hard because I was just trying to sit there and think like what dudes were coming in hot. So like Cam Newton, right?
Yeah.
I put Tim Tebow and Cam Newton is like who I really like just like stood out.
Andrew Luck?
Andrew Luck is another one. Yes, stood out. Like it's
you have to go like back as far as you can, right? Until you find a quarterback that's like, the same.
Yeah.
I think it's Andrew Luck.
Yeah, Andrew Luck. Yeah.
I think he's a better total prospect than Tebow. I mean, Tebow was what, mid 1st?
Something like that. But I'm just thinking, like, what people, because I think that year they just didn't need QBs. It was when Tebow was drafted, but.
Yeah. I say since Andrew Luck, I think for certainty.
Yeah.
I would most like to see Trevor Lawrence drafted by the blank.
The Jets. Unfortunate for him, but go to the Jets.
Why?
Because I want to see if he can shake him up. I want to see if he can change him up.
I don't know.
Do
I want to see him do well. I don't want to see him
I'm not saying I want to see
wasted.
Him do bad, but like I kind of want to see if he can just turn him around.
I think the Falcons. I mean, he's a surefire thing, so it's like, wait a year.
You just pull the trigger on him, yeah.
Because I'm trying to balance, like, obviously, if I'm just, like, picking any teams, like, I'd most like to see him drafted by the Patriots. Well, of course.
Sure.
But
put him as backup to Russell Wilson. We can hold on him in our back pocket. Absolutely.
But I'm trying to think of who's going to be, of the probably five teams they're going to be picking in the top five, right? So
right.
Falcons, Giants, Jets, Jags.
Yeah.
And Vikings right now, I think. Because, yeah, so Vikings are one win. Washington has two, so.
Yeah.
Of those five, I'd probably say the Falcons.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I can hop on it with it.
The next NFL head coach to be fired will be?
Gase, I would assume. I mean, unless they just, like, bail on Matt Patricia, but Matt Patricia has three more wins than the Jets do right now, so.
That is true.
You know.
I don't know. I keep going back to Doug Marrone. I feel like he's someone, you know, like Bill O'Brien, I don't think.
Do you think he'll get, you know, let go before Gase?
I just think the Jets, you got to keep Gase.
Why do you have to keep
Gase? For this year. Because you want to lose every game. And Gase ensures
I guess.
Gase ensures that you will lose every game.
But, like, you can just hire just, like, your...
The Patriots are going to lose to the Jets.
Get rid of him and then just put your special teams coach as the interim guy. And then I'm sure you guys are still not going to win.
I don't know. My gut says it's not going to be Gase because he's too obvious.
Right.
And they traded Le'Veon Bell, or they cut Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah,
like, you don't cut.
Yeah, you trade
Le'Veon Bell. You side with Gase over Le'Veon Bell. Like if you're planning on firing in Gase in 2 weeks, just hold on to him.
Yeah.
You know. So I don't know. I think he finishes the year in New York and then over the offseason.
Yeah,
most overrated college football team is blank.
You know. This one I went with Oklahoma State. They look decent, but like if we go over, and I can pull this up real quick, we go over their wins, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're not good wins. They're not, you know, gapped. You had one game that had enough gap to be like, oh, that was a solid win. Their best win was who they beat just recently, Iowa State, I think is who they just beat. Like,
yeah, Iowa State.
Like, come on. And, like, I guess Iowa State's ranked, but, I mean, I feel like, for me, rankings right now aren't the same anymore. This year, it's just a funky year. You know, that's the...
To say the least.
Yeah, I don't know how else I would even put that, but a funky year.
I'm going to go ahead and say Miami, which I had Miami
a few weeks ago in my
top four. But, I mean, you look at what they've done... They struggled, you beat UAB by two possessions. You struggle against a Louisville team that really, they didn't struggle, I guess. They blew them out, but the final score, 13-point win. And Louisville had an opportunity to kind of make a run there late against a Louisville team that at the time we thought very highly of. Since then, not great. You blew out Florida State, which everyone should do. And you get blown out by Clemson, which is not the worst thing in the world. But then to win by 12 against Pitt... And then to win again by five against a 1-3 Miami team.
Yeah.
At home, too. I just think, I don't know, Miami is one of those fool's gold programs, I think, where it's like brand name. They had a couple of really good weeks, but then since then have kind of played down to competition. So,
right.
And we saw what happened to them against like the one better than average team they've played.
Yes. Not
and
good.
It was not pretty.
Right.
The Patriots will finish with blank wins.
Eight wins.
You, sir, are much more.
When I was looking at the schedule.
So we got two right now.
Right. When I was looking at the schedule, I was going with. It was either seven or eight. There was like one game that I was like, maybe, I could see it. I guess.
I think five.
Really.
We have two at the Bills. Probably a loss. Jets win. Ravens loss. Texans. I don't know. Probably a loss.
They have better playmakers. I still think you win that game.
Cardinals. Loss.
Right.
I mean, this is based off how we're playing now. I mean, we could turn it around these next 2 weeks, go 2-0, you know, beat the Bills by two touchdowns, beat the, you know, shut out the Jets 35-0, and then right. unchanged. But what I've seen the last 3 weeks, I think tells me they win three more games. So Jets, Dolphins, Jets. And then you lose to the Bills twice, you lose to the Rams, lose to the Chargers, lose to the Cardinals, lose to the Texans, lose to the Ravens.
I still don't think you guys lose to the Texans.
I don't know. I just don't. My hopes are dashed. My dreams are dashed. The blank will win the NFC West.
That's the Seahawks are going to win the NFC West.
The Rams are looking mighty good.
Not good enough.
Rams are looking mighty good.
Not good enough.
Not good enough. What's the standings right now? Seahawks at 5-1, Cardinals 5-2, Rams 5-2, 49ers 4-3.
Which is incredible.
That's a
division right there.
That's a division.
That is a division. You mess up once, you're in third place.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, oh, wow, that switched up pretty quick.
Who does Seattle have this week? The 49ers? I mean, Seattle loses to the 49ers this week. You're in third place.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like there's a chance, right, that things, you know, could go south, could go sideways. Here's the deal. Let's go over our schedule real quick. We got one of the easiest ones coming for us right now. Okay, you got the Niners.
Hold on, I'm going to pull up the Rams so we can compare.
Sure. So we got Niners next week.
Okay, Rams have Dolphins.
Okay.
So then probably wins.
Then we have Bills, which is going to be an interesting game.
Rams have a bye.
Okay. Then we play the Rams.
The Seahawks.
Right.
So, I mean, that's 50-50.
And then I think we're going to beat the Cardinals. Can we play the Cardinals right after? I think we'll beat them again. Like, I'm sorry, split with them.
Rams have Bucks at the Bucks.
Okay.
So that one.
Now you ready for this back half of the Seahawks?
Okay.
Goes Eagles.
Okay. Niners for the Rams.
Giants.
Cardinals.
Jets.
Patriots.
Washington.
Jets.
Then Rams, Niners.
Seahawks, Cardinals. I don't know. It's pretty close. I think the week of November 23rd.
I still think we end with 13 wins.
Who do the Seahawks face that 11-23 weekend?
So we are 11-23. We play on the 20th against Washington.
Okay, so it's a Thursday night.
Yeah.
Okay. On the 20th?
So 11-23. So we play on the 19th.
Okay.
So also Thursday.
also a Thursday. And they play who, the Cardinals?
Cardinals.
Okay, so that might be the difference because the Rams play the Bucks that week.
Right.
That 1 week, 11-23, right. And then obviously the two matchups between the Seahawks and Rams could determine it.
Because I think the way it shakes out, right, we beat the Niners, so that puts us at 6-1. I think we lose to the Bills, so we go 6-2. I do think we beat the Rams the first round, so 7-2. We beat the Cardinals, 8-2.
Cardinals may too. Cardinals have Dolphins, Bills, Seahawks, Patriots, Rams, Giants, Eagles, Niners, Rams.
Yeah. So there's a shot. It's going to be... This
and then the 49ers. I mean,
this whole division could make the playoffs.
That would... In our preseason, I said three teams from this division.
Yeah, well, look out. Here comes four.
49ers have Seahawks, Packers. That Packers one is going to be tough. Saints is going to be tough. So that back-to-back... Well, they have a bye in between.
Right.
But back-to-back versus the Packers and at the Saints could be the difference
right.
between the 49ers not winning.
Because
then you got Rams, Bills, Washington, Cowboys, Cardinals, Seahawks.
Right. Yeah, no, if all four teams make the playoffs, they are now known as the best division in football. You can't argue that.
Which they were the worst just a few seasons ago.
10 years ago. When we went 7-9. Ten. Yeah, that was 2000.
7-9 is like you'll get a first round bye if you're in the NFC East right now.
Yeah. So we went 7-9, but that was Beastquake, right? That's when we beat the Saints.
The blank will win the NFC East from best division to worst division.
Right. So I'm going to put the Eagles because the fact that Dak and they're going to go to what? The Cowboys are going to win. What is it? DiNucci?
Who knows? Washington. Washington's going to mess around.
Suck,
Washington's going to mess around, find themselves at 5-11 in first place.
What, listen, at the end of the year. Eagles just need to get Jalen Hurts the start.
How many more wins do you see on the Eagles schedule? Let's go through it. So Washington, you got Giants. I think they beat the Giants. Then you got at the Lions, lose.
You think they lose, huh?
Versus the Bengals. That Washington defensive line versus the Bengals offensive line, you could win that game if you're Washington. Now you're sitting at four wins. At the Cowboys again, that could be five wins. Then you got at the Steelers, loss. At the 49ers, loss. Versus Seahawks, loss. Versus Panthers, lost. And then it could all come down to week 17, Washington at Philadelphia. for a sixth win.
A
6-10 Washington could win.
And the thing
possible.
Is that, and that's who we always end up playing. Man,
6-10 gets you in. Because the Eagles have, what, 2 wins right now. They play the Cowboys this week, win. Giants win. Browns lost. Seahawks lost. Packers lost. Saints lost. Cardinals lost. Cowboys win. So that puts them at 5. And then if Washington beats them in week 17, we could have 6-10 Washington. Or if the Eagles win, then a 6-9-1 Eagles team. I think the division winner legitimately has 6 wins.
Yeah, that's very possible.
Which is insane to talk about. Switching gears to college football. Your college football playoff 4. We'll start at number 1.
Yeah, Clemson.
I also have Clemson.
It's an easy pick.
Your number 2.
Alabama.
Also Alabama.
Yeah.
Your number 3.
Ohio State.
I also have Ohio State.
There we
go. They finally played a game, so I put them in.
Yeah.
Your number 4.
Notre Dame.
I have Cincinnati.
Okay, fine.
AAC.
You do
okay,
it.
Fine.
You do that.
Easy. I mean, I don't know what else you want to say about the cultural landscape. It's just Clemson, Alabama, Ohio State, and then it's whoever else you want to throw.
Yeah,
whoever you want to lose to Clemson in round 1.
Yeah.
That's who you put at 4.
Like, we throw BYU at 4 at the end of the season, and then
sure.
They just go ahead and get smoked
Notre
by
Dame
Clemson.
At 4, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, who cares?
Whatever.
They're going to lose to Clemson
matter.
In round
it's,
1. Right now, who do you think Alabama, Ohio State? Jalen Waddle hurt. Out for the season.
I just don't know. I don't
with
have
the,
faith
with
in Rattler.
With the run defense that Ohio State had against Nebraska for the first half, what's the Alabama guy running back? I know this, and I'm just blanking on his name right now.
Yeah, no, it's... gosh dang it, dude.
We should
hate
know
when
this.
Someone does that. When anyone comes to me with like, what's that? And I'm like, oh, see, now I don't know because you don't know.
Yeah.
That's how that works.
Just because, and you know it, too. And you know that you know it.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, you just can't remember it every single time. Najee Harris.
Najee Harris. That's right.
He may run wild versus Ohio State.
There's a chance.
There's a chance.
Yeah, I just don't trust Alabama fully.
Oh.
What?
Oh, breaking news.
Let's hear it.
Live. What great timing this, too. Clemson says quarterback Trevor Lawrence has tested positive for COVID-19 and will miss Saturday's game versus Boston College.
Does Boston College win?
No.
Okay.
But
would that be crazy?
Timing-wise.
How sucky would that be? If you're Clemson, you're just like... Also, I've been seeing something like, what, do they think Trevor Lawrence might not go to the draft? He might wait?
The choice is, I don't know. You don't have to forego the draft to just not be drafted by the Jets. You can go to the draft and just say, look, you can draft me. I'm not playing for you.
Right.
John Elway, Eli Manning, just pull that. Who
right.
cares?
Sure.
The Jets are no one's going to blame you for not wanting to go to the Jets.
Right.
Jets fans will be angry.
Yeah.
But no one in their right mind in the NFL fan would be like, no, you have to go to the Jets.
No one's going to care.
If he were just like,
I don't want to do it. Just pull that.
Like, I wouldn't
situation.
Have blamed Joe Burrow if he didn't want to go to the Bengals last year.
Right. But Joe Burrow's just built different.
Team.
Yeah, and he's just like,
but
I'm
it was
known.
His hometown
yeah.
team. Game picks.
Oh,
Cabo
yes.
has not sent me his game picks yet.
Because he's a loser.
So I'll tweet him out when he does text me them. But Texas at Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State 3-point favorite. The over-under is set at 58.5 points.
Yeah, I took the over 58.5 on that sucker.
Oklahoma State burned me last time I picked the over for them. When I picked their over this last week for Oklahoma State versus Iowa State, wasn't even close. So I'm going to go with Oklahoma State, -3. I just think Texas is not good.
No, but I still think, when I look
bad,
at it, like if you just, I could just somehow see this being like some sort of a shootout.
Ohio State, 12-point favorites at Penn State, the over-under set at 63.5.
Ohio State -12. I have complete faith in this team. I'm Ohio State, ride or die, brother.
I'm going Penn State.
Listen.
I just think it's the game of the year for Penn State.
I can't turn on my boys.
It's game of the year, week 2. They just lost to Indiana. Now you got Ohio State coming into your building.
Yeah, you're about to get pooped on.
The fact that there is no fans does. Well, I don't know if there's going to be fans or not, but it's certainly not going to be the filled, wide-out crowd at
right.
college.
Which is usually the big kicker sometimes.
Yeah, so I don't know. I'm going to go with Penn State just because I think
sure.
that like this is their season is literally riding on this game now.
I know.
And
now,
we're
listen,
in week 2.
My
They're
game
go
picks
all
were
out.
Solid last week, and I'm okay with you taking that pick because I'm just going to...
Your game picks, yeah. So last
I'm gonna
week...
I'm going to take away.
Last week you were 5-2. I was 4-3.
Yeah.
Devin was 3-4.
Sucker.
Your college football wild card pick.
I put under 65 for the Auburn LSU game.
Let me tell you that. Under 65, yep, the Auburn versus LSU. My wild card pick is Boise State minus 14 versus Air Force.
Nice. Okay.
Air Force lost to San Jose State this last week. Boise State blew out Utah State Broncos by 3 scores versus the Air Force Falcons.
Yeah.
Niners at the Seahawks. Seahawks, 3-point favorites.
Yep. Seahawks. It was 3.5, but either way, whatever. I'm taking the Seahawks.
When I checked it an hour ago, it was 3.
Nice.
So, yeah. We're using the 3 line.
That's fine. I don't care. Either way, no.
I'm going with the over.
Okay.
54.
Yeah, I mean, with
Seahawks don't have a defense.
Yeah, with the way the Seahawks.
49ers only have Fred Warner.
Yep. Yes.
Over 54 points.
Yeah.
Steelers at the Ravens, minus 3.5, over under set at 46.5.
Ravens minus 3.5. They're going to pull this one out. It's going to be close, but they're going to win by like 6.
That kind of makes me want to change my pick.
I think they're going to win by 6.
I just think this is a sucker pick. Like, I feel like the Steelers have just looked so good all season, and the Ravens have kind of looked meh
at
times.
Right, and this is the game that they're going to get them.
I know, and I just feel like coming in, that minus 3.5 just is daring you to pick the Steelers. Just daring you to pick the Steelers. And so that tells me to pick the Ravens. Because it's like, how can a 6-0 team, the only undefeated team in the NFL, be 3.5-point underdogs? So it makes me think that they're just suckering everyone into picking the Steelers, and I'm going to go with the Ravens minus 3.5.
Okay.
And if your NFL wild card.
It was the, I didn't put who the Raiders were playing, but plus 2.5 Raiders. Forgot who they were playing, though. I didn't put that.
I guess it does. It's not a huge deal.
Right.
Who are they playing? Look that up for me.
Yeah, I got you, dude.
You said was plus 2.5?
Yeah, Raiders plus 2.5.
All right. My NFL wild card is
playing the Browns.
Ooh, okay. Okay.
I think this is where Baker finally crumbles under his whatever. That OBJ.
under his whatever.
Because he's on some ego kick right now.
My NFL wild card pick is Packers minus 6.5.
Okay. Nice.
So, I mean, Vikings, you already talked about Kirk Cousins stinks.
Right.
So,
gross.
And Dalvin Cook still hurt, right?
Yeah, I think so, from what I know.
So, Packers minus 6.5. Outright upset pick.
Cowboys are beating the Eagles.
What's the line right now?
It's actually probably closer than we think. It's like, I think it was like six points.
When you said closer than I think, I did not know what to think. when you said closer, because these are two teams. Oof. My upset pick, I'm going college. I have Kansas State plus 3.5 over West Virginia.
Okay. Eagles minus 8.5.
8.5. So much, in fact, larger than you thought.
Right.
You got your upset pick last week. No, because Washington, I think, was favored. We go. I don't know. Either way, you picked Washington this last week against Dallas.
Right.
Played out well.
Yeah.
Any other final thoughts? The Panthers are leading the Falcons 7-6 right now.
No.
With 1.5 left in the first.
Yeah, no, that's just... It's Falcons. They're going to lose. I don't know.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
Cam Newton said the game against Buffalo is a must win for the Patriots. I agree.
Right.
Gardner Minshew has multiple thumb fractures. Talked about teams in need of quarterback. Jacksonville's on that list. If Mike Glennon comes in for the Jaguars, my Doug Marrone is the next coach being fired pick is looking sweet.
Yeah, I agree.
Tomlin and Harbaugh are set to make history and face off for the record 25th time.
That's crazy.
Two great coaches. Honestly, if you're a player, like, are there two bigger player coaches out there? Shanahan, maybe? Kyle
Pete Carroll.
Shanahan.
Pete Carroll's a player
Pete
coach.
Pete Carroll. But, I mean, certainly those two are definitely up there.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
As if the wide receiver core for New England couldn't get any worse, Edelman is out after a knee procedure.
Darn.
And then, like we said, Trevor Lawrence just tested positive for COVID-19. So
there we go.
That will do it for us here at Tuned In Sports. This has been the Off-Field Generals Podcast. Thanks for listening. Peace.